Now, your noontime check-in with today's business world and more. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN. Here's Steve Bertrand.
And it is just about 9.5 minutes after 12 o'clock on this Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch, an abbreviated show because we've got White Sox baseball coming up in just a bit. So let's jump right into it. Terry Savage is on a phone line. You follow her advice at terrysavage.com. Read her in the Tribune, Channel 9, but of course, most people know her for her appearance right here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Right, Terry?
Always love that.
All right, so right before we took the air, I sent you an email. You were watching the trading for, I think it was Amazon, Alphabet, and Booking Holdings were the three companies that were held up. We were trying to figure out why. I think I have an answer. Do you have an answer?
Yeah, only, first of all, it was the New York Stock Exchange that suspended trading on a price coding error. And there's suspicion that all of the stocks, there were actually five of them, that traded over $1,000 a share. That's their price. And there might have been some computer snafu. But important to note, those continue to trade on NASDAQ and other alternative markets. So it's not like trading was halted, but it was just a computer thing.
And so it was a Y2K issue once they crossed $1,000?
Yeah, something like that, I guess, right? But guess what? Before we talk about stocks, can I do a quick shout-out?
Sure.
To all my chicken money friends, okay, pay attention. You know how painful it's been to have money in the bank. Terry Savage said he had chicken money. The market was going up. Then it went down. Every day it went up, you were sorry you weren't in stocks. Every day it went down, you said, oh, thank God for my chicken money. Well, guess what? We are finally getting rewarded. You may not have noticed this, but interest rates are creeping up, and it's affecting the stock market, of course. But right now, you can get Treasury bill rates for 6 months at 2.03%, or for two-year Treasury notes at close to 2.5%. So what I'm saying to you is, if your bank or money market account is still paying you 0.47%, you need to go to treasurydirect.gov. You can start with as little as $100, and you can buy U.S. Treasury bills. They take the money directly out of your bank account because the banks have not been keeping up. I'm looking at their CD rates. You can, you know, if you go to some of the online banks, you can get one-year CDs at 2%. But a lot of banks counting on, I'm going to call myself one of us, all of us little old ladies having our chicken money, not paying attention.
Well, that's my favorite part of this.
Less than half a percent. Go to treasurydirect.gov. You can do this. You can open an account, you link your bank account, your checking or savings account, and on the Monday auction, you can buy six-month Treasury bills. You'll get whatever the average rate is, and the average rate now for six-month T-bills is about 2%.
You talked about the rates going up. That's what's having an impact on Wall Street, or what is it exactly? Why is Wall Street down today?
Well, especially short-term rates have been rising. And it's been sort of very subtle, but all of a sudden the 10-year Treasury note got up over 3%. And so all of a sudden people are waking up to the fact that you don't need to put your money in stocks and take a risk if, in fact, stock market is going down, and you have a lot of arguments for why that might be happening, when you can leave your money in the bank or in 10-year Treasuries anyway and get 3%, or in two-year Treasury bills and get 2.5%, or in 6 months Treasury bills and get 2%. Why would you take the risk?
And
that's the marginal change.
I was talking to John Ajarian yesterday, and I don't have the statistic in front of me now, but it was something like, it was 83%, right? I think 83% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported this earnings season have met or exceeded expectations. Boeing today is up more than 9% after they easily surpassed expectations. But there's this trend this earnings season to love a company that reports in the morning and then kicker in the afternoon.
Because everybody says, oh, hallelujah, look how great business is. Look at their earnings. They're up. They're up 20%. They're up more than we expected. And then everybody turns to each other and goes, okay, so what are they going to do for an encore? And in many cases, you've had CEOs on these earnings conference calls they do after they report the earnings publicly to everyone saying, well, yeah, it was a great quarter, but Well, we think that's going to be the best quarter of the year, or, well, we're not so sure about the outlook toward the end of the year. And so if all the good news is in the market, a lot of the professionals sell stocks. Part of it is the higher rates. Part of it, by the way, is what will be the impact on profits of higher commodities costs, which we are seeing input costs across the board. That could squeeze margins in the future.
I saw that, Goodyear was taking a hit today, I think in part because of the cost of rubber and other commodities, right?
We're seeing, despite the fact, everything is good, all the good news, housing starts, housing sales, housing prices, all the consumer confidence, all have surprised to the upside. It's not just earnings, but it's how people feel now about their current situation in the future. They're buying houses and so forth. So there's just this sense that how long can this last? All this good news is here. I'm not trying to call the turns. I just know that at some point you need to have enough chicken money so that you're not heartbroken when the market has a 500 or 600 point down day. And now you're getting rewarded a lot better. So check your... I think I'm going to go to... You know what? Right now, I'm going to post on terrysavage.com. If you give me an hour, I'll post it, how to buy treasury bills and get more than your bank is giving you because they think you won't notice that they're paying you very low rates and that you could get IOUs from the government at higher rates
with
safety.
So your advice for people to do that is if they're already sitting on cash, right? You're not saying necessarily that it's time to move a lot to cash, or are you saying that?
You know that for the last 4 months, so I've been early. You know, with the market peak January 29th, we're down about 10% in general overall from there. And last fall, I started saying, late fall, look, you've been at a 9-year bull market. You've got a lot of profits. If you are about to start withdrawing money for your minimum required withdrawals from your IRA, if you're getting closer to retirement and you don't want to live through a 20% market bear market or more, there are many bear markets have been down 30 or 40%. If you're going to panic, then have more chicken money on the sidelines. That's not news. It's just now that the chicken money should be best invested in the places that are reacting more quickly to higher rates.
We haven't talked about the price of oil, but oil is at a, I think it's like at a 3-year high now, right?
Yeah, oil is, it's one of those commodities that I hate to trade. It impacts everything we do from shipping and airlines to everything we do, not to mention the gasoline prices. You and I know we discuss this every summer. Any minute now, gasoline prices are going to go up just because it's summer. I've seen some bearish arguments for oil, as a matter of fact, in the short term as well. So I'm not an oil expert. It's a market I try to stay away from.
And one more story then. Trucking companies, I don't know if you saw this, Terry, are complaining about Amazon. Did you see that?
They say that their
trucking companies, executives who say they can't fire or find truck drivers to hire because Amazon is hiring so many of them. I love that story.
I love that story because it really proves that free markets work. And that if you pay, Amazon is paying. Amazon is doing such a big business. A guy came by to drop off a box for me on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock in a white, really nice white van.
Yeah.
And I said, I can't believe you're working on Sunday afternoon. And how about your truck? That's a really great looking truck. He said, yeah, Amazon pays us well.
Terry,
be rewarded for being in a spot where your services are in demand.
Absolutely. Last week we talked about annuities, and you said you were going to post a follow up column. That's going up today, right?
That's already okay. Up, and then okay. I'll do the how to buy T-bills column in a little while. But at terrysavage.com, I just didn't want people to think that I have a thing against annuities. I just want you to get the ones that are the lowest cost and the best performing. And there is one kind of annuity situation that really might work out if you've got money that you want to grow tax-deferred. It's just a short-term, like a CD of 2 or 3 or 4 years, fixed rate. And it's tax deferred. You can keep rolling it and rolling it.
I wanted to put in
a link to how to find those rates.
Good. I wanted to mention that to people. If they were wanting to hear the conversation today, you can read about it at terrysavage.com. Terry, we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
And here we are in the Allstate Showcase studio right along Michigan Avenue on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Tim McCormick is in the studio. He's the CEO of SOS Children's Village of Illinois. And Tim, welcome back. You've been on a couple of times before. Nice to see you.
We have, Steve. It's good seeing you again.
You know, this is the Wintrust Business Lunch. I know you're a Wintrust customer, and I want to talk about how you work with them. But tell me at first a little bit about SOS Children's Villages. It's like the magical charity to me.
Well, that's very kind of you, and thank you for having us here today. So SOS Children's Villages is a foster care agency here in Illinois, but it's a very contrarian foster care system where we build houses big enough to keep siblings together. So sadly, in the U.S., of the 600,000 kids in foster care, 75% of them are separated as siblings. We stop that. We create homes. We have 49 homes in and around Chicago.
Four separate villages.
Four separate sites in Chicago. We have three full villages. Back of the Yards neighborhood, Auburn, Gresham, Roosevelt and Racine, and the Roosevelt Square, and out in Lockport, Illinois.
And so with these villages, I mean, these are houses among houses, right? Are they separated off?
Or? Yeah, so we kind of create this intentional community within a community where kids who've been abandoned, abused, and neglected find a sense of hope and strength through a village and through a strong community.
And the people, the parents who live there are?
The parents are the angels of our world. They give up their jobs. They come work for us. They live in this community, and they provide unconditional love and create very significant outcomes that normally doesn't happen in foster care.
I was reading the statistic about high school graduation, right? A typical kid in foster care is about 50-50?
Yeah, it's about 50-50. 48% of children in foster care never graduate high school. We've had, during my 15 years here, a run of 100% of our kids graduating from high school.
That's amazing.
And it's done through a lot of support of our communities to say we can invest in this child and create a different narrative for them.
So when I've had you on before, we always talk about ways people can reach out and help, which is great. Maybe we'll touch on that too. But this is a business show. It's a Wintrust show. Wintrust is your client of Wintrust, right?
Correct. Yes.
So how do you work with a bank like Wintrust to make things go?
I think it's a very good question. You know, Steve, I think we live in and around Chicago, and the strength of Chicago has always been its 77 particular neighborhoods and the surrounding areas, each with their own unique flavor and taste. I think Wintrust Bank has been a very good, strong bank for the city and around Chicago, but it works in a very similar way, community by community. And my experience has always been with Wintrust is really three things: very community-focused. It really invests not just in profitability of an organization or a non-for-profit. It's investing in social transformation, of making a difference for our society.
Tell me about that. How do you mean that?
Well, what I mean is they give us an asset, a wealth, if you would, and some money, and they say, look, we're going to help you fulfill your mission to care for the people you're to care for, but really to make society better. And when we produce kids going to college and graduating from college, we have a better society.
I know you have an event coming up, right? Is it in May?
We have a very unique event on May 30th in we have our, actually, the president of Wintrust, Ed Wehmer, who really models social responsibility. We have the actor Christian Bale, Gloria Steinem. We have some strong WGN presence there with Mike Mater and Mr. Chicago, Thomas Gilling, coming.
Thomas Gilling, great.
And going to come together and tell our collective stories of how they can help children.
And people can go to this, I'm assuming?
Yes. So if you go to our website at sosillinois.org, you can find more information about a very unique event that is really transformative.
Are you in the market for foster parents? Are you always looking for them? Because it seems like, I mean, is that a pretty stable position?
Steve, two things on that. It's very difficult finding money in an environment like we live in and dealing sometimes with our state. It's even more challenging to find these angels that I talk about.
Right.
And so it's sometimes, when we look at the data, it takes us oftentimes 200 encounters to find the right foster parent. And once we find that, we know that child is going to be successful.
And when you find that foster parent, then do they stay in those houses through a variety of children?
Correct. So what will happen is, it's almost similar to the Peace Corps, Steve, where we ask this individual or couple to move in to our community, to live in this home, and then stay with these children and make a difference for the children, but really also transform their lives.
Tim McCormick, thanks for coming by. It's great
to
see you again. We'll do it again.
This is the Wintrust Business Minute.
Got a minute? Good, because I've got the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing the news, providing input, and breaking down the stories that matter to the world of business. One of Chicago's strengths is with healthcare, And after the Leapfrog Group shared their hospital safety assessment of the year, 37 Illinois hospitals achieved an A rating, the highest rating possible. It's great news for Illinois that ranks 15th overall in the country and continues to climb the ladder of hospitals ranked on patient safety. And Groupon's co-founders continue to see their ideas succeed as Andrew Mason's audio tourism content platform, Detour, received a buyout from Bose's augmented reality wing. It makes perfect sense as audio and video continue to dominate the world of media today, with it being another example of an industry uncertain with its future. Tune in tomorrow for all of your up-to-date business news on WGN Radio.